Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Established in 1905 as Oklahoma Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers was created to fight for the interests of rural Oklahoma. Today, AFR's mission remains. More than 100 years since its founding, AFR is a true grassroots organization that serves as a watchdog for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. AFR strives to support and strengthen our state's rural communities and give a stronger voice to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Join AFR today. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show, with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, results from the 2020 elections, climate change, COVID-19's impact on agriculture, and consolidation in the cattle industry were some hot topics during a November 10th tour of Southwest Oklahoma agriculture by Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union. The tour was hosted by American Farmers and Ranchers and Oklahoma Farmers Union Cooperative, and this was LaRue's first chance as president to see parts of Oklahoma.
This is my first real opportunity to get here, and AFR has done a great job of, we've seen some peanut ground. We also saw some of the small lockers out there, and you know, looking for ways that we can increase the capacity for beef processing. We saw some of the cotton harvest and so forth, and quite frankly, you know, we've seen some of the effects of that extended drought period there, and what that those dry conditions have meant for farmers and ranchers in this part of the state.
The day-long tour ended in El Reno, where LaRue participated in the Oklahoma Rural and Small Town Table of Common Interest Consolidation in the Beef Industry Forum. LaRue says there's many points of view, but a lot of common ground for both consumers and producers.
Well, I think there is a lot of points of view. I think, you know, that's part of the role of an independent rancher is, right? They have their own ideas on ways to fix this. But quite frankly, I think there's also a lot of common ground. And it's not just in the agriculture community. It is also with consumers out there. What we saw in the disruptions with the pandemic is when you have such a concentrated, consolidated system, that has hugely negative effects, not only on the independent ranchers out there, but also for any consumer trying to get good quality meat out of the grocery store. And so I think we will find ways to work together, hopefully to effect positive change.
NFU president said he wanted to make sure that agriculture continues to get attention in the new administration, and he will be there as part of those discussions. Well, current House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson has made a recommendation for his successor. He's endorsed Georgia Democrat David Scott as the next chairman. In the letter to Scott, Peterson wrote that he's a supporter of the seniority system. Peterson also says he was happy to follow Kika De La Garza of Texas, who was the first Hispanic chair of the committee. It'll be another important milestone to have the first African-American chair of the committee, Peterson says in the letter. Scott is the second in seniority on the committee after Peterson, who lost his reelection race. In the meantime, House Democrats will begin the process of choosing committee chairs for the 117th Congress next week, including the House Ag Committee's top spot. However, the Hagstrom Report says the new chairs won't get confirmed until early January, according to the rules of the Democratic Caucus and congressional staff. Scott and California Democrat Jim Costa have both said they'll be running for the job. While Scott is the second most tenured member of the committee, Costa is right behind him as the third longest serving member. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that both parties will begin their leadership election process next week, while newly elected members take part in orientation. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years, and I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.